It looked it like winter.
Where would you turn the cows out to graze?
Where?
Mm-hmm. What would you call that place?
Oh.
Pasture.
Mm-hmm. A French de la Savane.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see people take a little fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking them?
Mm-hmm. We have that. Le Parc des Bêtes.
Uh-huh. Any English name for that?
Because Roy, every night, that's what he do. He takes these cows in a little place, like you said, about like the kitchen, that to milk them the next morning.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a milk gap or cow pen? That's called a milk gap or a cow pen?
Yeah. Le Parc des Bêtes.
It's called
How you call it, you? The milk gap, you said?
You didn't hear that, that word around here. What about the kinds of animals that you get pork from?
Pigs.
Uh-huh. Where would you keep them?
Dans pack à cochon. They call that a pack à cochon, what we keep them in.
Uh-huh.
Cause we don't let them out. So we has that's how we call it in French, le pack à cochon.
Uh-huh.
Or the hog pen. Now they probably have another name for it, I don't know.
What about chickens?
Chickens too. I have my chicken yard. Where the chicken house at that they sleep.
Uh-huh. What about a little small place for the mother chicken and the little babies?
The cage.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
The cage, and they have the scream cage.
La cage.
La cage in French.
Do you ever hear coop?
Yeah,
coop,
chicken coop. Coop, yeah.
Chicken coop.
Uh-huh. What does that look like?
A chicken coop, that's like
same
a...
Same thing, I guess.
Yeah, like a small cage.
Mm-hmm.
To put your little chickens with the mama.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And a place where, nowadays where a big farm where they have a lot of milk cows and you can buy milk.
Dairy? Milk dairy?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides that big kind of farm?
Sugarcane dairy, they you that unload the trucks.
What was the sugarcane dairy?
Well, that's something that, you know, the house, like a wagon load of sugarcane, something like that, when it's loaded up, they use that, unload that.
The dairy is?
Yeah, that they call that the dairy.
Uh-huh. Where they?
Well, at them refinery, they got them.
Oh, a sugarcane refinery.
Yeah, they got that. That's most pronounced alike. Dairy and dairy.
Uh-huh.
In French, and derek, we call it.
Yeah, that's the name, huh?
And derek and laiter, that's different in French.
Uh-huh. Do you hear that of sugarcane
dairy?
Did you ever hear?
No, that's what he's saying. I've never heard it. I would see what they'd unload the canes with and all of that, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. No.
Yeah, but in English it's almost the same name, but in French it's different. French, la laiterie, the other stuff to unload the cane, it's la derrick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a
crane
type
of derrick.
Yeah.
You've ever seen that?
I think I know what you mean. You call that derrick in French?
In French, and derrick.
Uh-huh. I see.
Mm-hmm.
When did y'all keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
We'd, that's how I used to storage mine. I'd put it in, I'd make my butter, wash it up clean, and make all little balls like you'd make meatball and put it in, I'd make a big jar of salty water.